morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The military is denying claims Iran struck a Navy vessel as American forces offer to guide ships through the Strait of Hormuz. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Iranian news agencies report the Navy ship was hit near an Iranian port southeast of the strait. U.S. Central Command says no Navy vessels were hit. It later said two American-flagged merchant ships have gone through the strait, and guided missile destroyers in the Persian Gulf are helping restore commercial shipping traffic under an offer President Trump made yesterday. Iran says that violates a fragile ceasefire. It's unclear whether shipping companies will feel comfortable moving through the strait, with Iran vowing to keep firing on vessels in the waterway. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There was a party yesterday in Edmond, Oklahoma.
We received multiple calls on shootings, shots fired, multiple shots.
Police spokesperson Emily Ward says the party was at Arcadia Lake.
I can confirm that we have transported 10 to area metro hospitals in various conditions.
Police in Oklahoma now say at least 13 people were taken to hospitals. No arrests have been made. A Dutch cruise ship with nearly 150 people on board, including 17 Americans, is waiting for help off Cape Verde after a suspected hantavirus outbreak killed three passengers. Paul Hunter is a professor of medicine at the University of East Anglia.
You acquire the infection typically from breathing in aerosols that are contaminated with rat urine and feces, or rodent urine and feces.
John Sterling has died. For more than 30 years, Sterling was the radio voice of the New York Yankees.
Ball game over. World Series over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
John Sterling was 87. This is AP News. A plane hit a light pole.
A United flight strikes a pole on the New Jersey Turnpike. Authorities say the United Airlines passenger jet was arriving from Venice, Italy, when it hit a light pole on the New Jersey Turnpike Sunday afternoon. It was about to land at Newark Liberty International Airport. The plane was carrying 221 passengers and 10 crew members. It landed safely, and the airline says no one on the plane was injured. New Jersey State Police say a landing tire and the underside of the plane also hit a truck. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey says the driver the truck had minor injuries. The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating. I'm Mike Hempen.
Jamal Mosley has been fired as coach of the Orlando Magic after five seasons. The team blew a 3-1 series lead and was eliminated by the Detroit Pistons in round one of the Eastern Conference playoffs. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.